Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. Welcome back. So excited to have you back in the studio.
I am very excited to be back. I feel very, very lucky. And I was telling Michelle this off the air. My wife and I went on a bucket list vacation. It was really my bucket list, to be honest. So I was really worried about anything going wrong.
Right, yeah.
Because it's like, this is your vacation. You're the one who wanted to do this. And I always wanted to go, and I've done this before, but never to this one particular area, ski in Europe. Uh-huh. I'm a big skier. And
you are. You're an outdoors guy.
And to be honest, it sounds like, oh, that's just how can anybody afford that? It was cheaper for us to go to a week in Europe than it was to go to Colorado for a week.
And I believe that.
Yeah, when I told you what we were paying for lift tickets and skis and everything and where we stayed and we just added up the cost, it was like, the only thing that was more expensive was the plane ticket, and it was only a little bit more than flying to Denver because these flights go all the time to Europe, but no tourists ever go. Tourists don't normally go in the middle of the winter, so you can get deals.
Yeah, you can get deals. And if you're looking out for those flights ahead of time, you could even save more money.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, right after we bought the tickets, they went down like another $200.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Oh, wow. I remember you saying that.
I mean, if you want to go visit, say you've always wanted to go to London or Paris, go in the winter if so desire.
Right.
Because everything's a lot cheaper.
No, you're right. You're right. It is.
So we went to this town called Chamonix, which is famous in the French Alps, and they had the Winter Olympics there in 1924. It's like a famous resort town.
Chamonix.
That's how it's pronounced.
I know. It doesn't look like that when you were posting.
I know. You know, I know a little bit of French because I, took it in high school and college, and every time I tried to speak French, they would just go, we know English.
Oh, so you didn't have to...
I met a guy who was working there from Ireland, lived there 3 years, doesn't know a word of French.
Oh, wow.
And he's working there in the tourist industry.
So how was it when you got there?
It was, we have these expectations of a vacation that's your bucket list. I'm going to be honest, it met every expectation we had. It was wonderful. It was magical. And my wife and I just had the best time. Madeline and I had the best time.
That's
it was really great. And I was more worried for her. Because this is where I really wanted to go, and I've been wanting to go there for a long time. And I wanted to do one specific thing, but she did not really care to do, and I'm glad she didn't, because it would not have been good.
It was like, was it what you posted from?
Yeah.
Okay, you were skiing like...
The top of Mount Blanc.
At the top of the world, the edge of the world.
Yeah, so yeah, this is what I really wanted to do. We skied like every day, but one day in particular, I wanted to ski off this... mountain. It's not a ski area. You just take a tourist cable car up to an observation deck, and then you hike there on this ridge.
And that's fun.
That was the scary part because you have to wear these like crampons, like an ice explorer.
Like we could have used here last week.
Yes. And the ridge is very narrow and it's like probably like maybe a half a mile, if even that far to walk. But if you fall, you're like roped into other people. If you fall, that was frightening. In fact, there was someone in front of me that was so afraid they were just kind of like paralyzed.
Oh my gosh. How long was the trek down though?
Well, once we got to the part where we put our skis on, that was a 12-mile ride, a 12-mile ski run till it bottomed out in town, basically.
How long does that take to go down?
4 hours.
Really?
Yeah, ski for, well, I'd say 4 hours. Yeah, probably about 4 hours. Yeah, we get down about 2.
Did they have pit stops?
Yeah, we...
Are there bars?
No, there's
smaller cities around.
No, there is not. You're just skiing. And by the way, you have to have a guide too because there's giant ice crevices.
Oh wow!
And I've really wanted to do this for a long time. It's like an adventure of a lifetime.
That's great.
And I got to finally do it and everything. If you go to my Instagram feed, go to the feed there. I made a little reel of me walking on this ridge.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, how scary that was. And then we start skiing down and everything. And the ice crevices, too, that you're just trying to avoid and don't fall in.
Wow, that's awesome.
So that
you
was
got
pretty,
to ski every day?
Yeah, I just skied every day. So that's... One day, I went to this one area, and I'm in a cable car with this old French guy, okay? And he goes, are you not from here? And I go, no, I'm not. I'm from...
Because you were blending in at this point. You were local.
Yeah, sure, yeah. he goes, no, I'm from the United States. He goes, oh, so you would ski with me, yes? I'm like, oh, yeah, where do you want to go? He goes, we will go to the Double Blacks.
Oh.
And I go, no, I don't ski to the
Double Blacks.
I'll just ski like the regular Blacks. He goes, that is boring. Who wants to ski the blacks? Come with me.
Oh, wow. I wanted to kill you.
Yeah, I did not want to go with him. Yeah, like some.
No.
But it was really, really neat. And the town was just beautiful. And it was just
looked magical from the pictures.
It was kind of a magical experience. Like I said, I had this all built up in my mind how it was going to be. And it was exactly like I thought it was.
Gosh,
how many times
amazing.
Does that happen?
No, you're always waiting for something to go wrong, and then it does. But I'm
well,
glad it didn't.
One thing did go wrong.
Oh no!
I'm kind of laughing at it because
can't get mad.
No, I can't get no. And it happened. I'll share it with you coming up after 7. What went wrong? Because maybe someone out there can give me some advice. And you know, by the way, people said you need to prepare for this. Because this might happen.
I told you.
You told me to do it, and I didn't bother, and it happened. And I'll share that with you coming up after 7. But I missed you all really last week, and I thought how ironic that I'm here somewhere like experiencing ice and snow, and I paid to go get it, and everybody here in the Metroplex, all the good people here, are like stuck in it. And they're like, this is the worst thing ever.
I love that people like were messaging you and saying, hey, we could use your skis.
I know people were like, hey, you went all that way for nothing because we have this exactly same stuff here.
Oh.
It's 6:23, New Country 96.3 Hawkeye in the morning. Nona standing by. Had a great first date. No second date. What went wrong? We're going to find out coming up in 10 minutes with our second date update exclusively of New Country 96.3 Hawkeye in the morning.
Hawkeye in the morning. New Country 96.3. North Texas weather.
From the Denton Dodge Weather Center, you brought the warm weather, Hawkeye.
I did. I brought it back.
It's partly sunny and breezy with a high near 68 today. Perfect weather. 55 now at New Country 96.3.
Managing.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.